You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Morena e te whānau, kei te whakarongo mai nei ki te reo irirangi pōhō. You're on 95BFM Breakfast. And on the line, down in Ōtautahi, we've got a brand new artist called Mim, chatting about a brand new single. Hey Mim, how are you?
Hey, I'm really good, thank you. How are you?
Good. I feel like it's maybe a little bit incorrect to say you're a brand new artist, but this is the first thing you've actually released, which is very exciting. It's a song called Germaphobe. How long have you been making music under this project?
It's been about 2 years now, actually.
Nice.
We had some stuff recorded, but, you know, COVID and things got in the way, the classics. So now I'm finally doing it, and it feels really good.
That's a very nice thing, especially when it's been a long time coming like that. It must be quite satisfying to have it out in the world finally. How has it been? I mean, 2 years is enough of a time, I feel, to really get a sense of what you're trying to make, the sound you're trying to work with, and also the people you like working with. What's been going on? Because it's also not an easy time in the last 2 years to be playing gigs, but have you managed to get a bit of that sort of live action for yourself?
Yeah, no, we have. Like, we've been playing heaps of gigs. We've done Queenstown a couple times. We got to open for Great Gable recently,
cool.
Which was awesome. Yeah, so I feel like we've got the live stuff down.
Nice.
It's just, yeah. Now time for the music.
Yes, very exciting. So tell us a wee bit about your writing process, Mim. Are you, a squirrel away and do it yourself, bring it to your band type of a person, or are you a bit more float an idea out there and see what happens?
Yeah, so I'm definitely the first one. I like to just sit in my bedroom and write my songs, and then I'll take them to my band and we'll flesh them out and do it that way. But I write all the main things, lyrics, melodies, chords, and take it to my band.
That's awesome. What kind of stuff has influenced you over the years? I know that's kind of an awful question because it's a bit like trying to unmix the colour brown from all the colours you've put into it. But what are some of the sort of like sounds and maybe artists that you've sort of seen as influences on your own music?
I was like raised listening to like all old school stuff, so like Fleetwood Mac, Elton John, Cat Stevens, things
nice.
Like that. So I've been heavily influenced by the greats, but these days I'm listening to like a lot of underground indie bands and yeah, I don't know, it's kind of like a mix of everything, but also like just my own personal experiences and situations and emotions I'm struggling with.
Totally.
Yeah.
So when you're writing, is it sort of a cathartic process for you? Is it actually working through big things for yourself, or are you the type of person who needs a little bit of distance? Do you like to shroud what you're saying? How's that work for you?
Oh, I'm definitely, it's definitely part of my healing process for sure. I feel like songwriting for me can reveal things that I didn't even know I was feeling. So it's definitely very cathartic, yeah.
And how does it feel playing that with a band? Who performs with you when you're out live?
So I've got my three best friends who are in my band. So I've got Joshua Wright, Ruben Ashram, and Liam Dodge. So they're my good buds and bandmates. It feels, yeah, amazing to be able to go and play music with them. Like, the energy is so there and we trust each other heaps. So, yeah, it feels great.
That must be pretty special. This is the first single is quite like a vulnerable one in many ways. You're sort of, I guess, working through some big feelings here. Where did Germaphobe come from for you? What were you writing through?
Germaphobe's about a failing relationship. So I was in a long-term relationship, nearly 6 years, and things started to go south. And it's sort of just about navigating that and then finding myself again, you know, having to adjust to it just being them. Yeah.
That's awesome. It's a great song, which I think we should get stuck into playing now. I see you're playing some shows in Ōtautahi in the near future, but have you got any plans to come up north so that we can see you here in Tamaki Makaurau?
Oh, definitely. It's so on the cards. We're releasing an album in the summer of 23, so we'll definitely be playing all around New Zealand.
Wicked.
So we'll definitely make it your guys' way.
Fantastic. Well, we look forward to that. Thank you for chatting with us this morning, Mim Jensen. I'm excited to play this new single. Have a great rest of your weekend.
Yeah, you too. Thank you so much.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.